This is Consequences of iPod Theft, a Welcome to Night Vale Marvel Cinematic Universe crossover fic, written by E. Hyde and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Jen, with background Carlos Cecil, and additional tags for SHIELD, a vague yet menacing government agency. Crossover. One. So, I'm gonna get my iPod back too, right? Darcy Lewis, says the man in the suit. Agent Coulson. He ignores her question.
You've managed to impress me.
So is that a yes?
Tell me really, says Coulson. After everything that's happened, is getting your iPod back really your most pressing concern?
Darcy shrugs.
I mean, sure, some Norse gods and a fire-breathing robot almost destroyed the town, but they're gone now, and it looks like you guys have the cleanup under control, so yeah.
She pauses. A thought occurs to her.
Oh, crap. This is all going to be covered up, isn't it? Does that mean I can't get college credit?
Coulson nods, more to himself than to Darcy.
Yes. He says, you'll do perfect. College credit won't be an issue, Ms. Lewis. You're being reassigned.
What do you mean reassigned? Darcy asks. I don't work for you.
Coulson pulls Darcy's iPod out of his suit jacket pocket and hands it to her.
You do now.
Two.
Are you Carlos?
Darcy is standing, duffel bag over her shoulder, at the entrance to a makeshift laboratory, which, from what she can see, is even more makeshift than Jane's had been. And that's saying something. But that's cool, probably. She'd been preparing for the worst, worried that SHIELD had placed her with some stuffy government scientist at some sterile government lab.
The man standing in the doorway, dark-skinned, cute, wearing a lab coat like a fashion statement, nods hesitantly.
Darcy Lewis, I'm your new assistant, says Darcy.
That's probably not a good idea, Carlos replies.
Well, it wasn't mine, says Darcy.
Oh, says Carlos, I see.
That's all? Just, I see? Darcy asks. You're not going to ask who sent me?
I assume it was a vague yet menacing government agency.
Yes?
And Carlos nods, like that was perfectly normal, and motions for her to come inside.
Three.
You're not a scientist.
Nope, says Darcy. I was only working for Jane because no one else applied. Jane Foster?
She supplies, on the off chance Carlos has ever heard of her.
His eyes light up.
The astrophysicist? Darcy nods. If you ever get the chance, tell her that her paper on Einstein-Rosen bridges was incredibly useful.
Will do, says Darcy. She thought that paper was strictly theoretical, but hey, what does she know? But yeah, I can make myself useful, do whatever grunt work needs doing. Just don't expect me to understand what's going on.
No chance of that, says Carlos. Do you have any qualifications at all, though?
I tasered a god once, Darcy volunteers.
That's probably more useful than a physics degree, really.
Four. Ah, crap.
Darcy was toward the back of the lab, scrubbing glassware.
I knew the men in black did something to my iPod. It wouldn't play anything but Die Young on endless repeat, and she was doing her best not to read too much into that.
Might not have been them, says Carlos. Could just be Night Vale. I've got an old Walkman if you want.
Sure, says Darcy.
She takes the portable radio and plugs her headphones in.
It doesn't seem to get any music stations. Just some local news thing. Whatever.
But after a few more minutes of scrubbing, she looks across the lab to Carlos, who is also listening to a larger radio sitting on the table next to him. He meets her gaze with a near-panicked expression, and she grins.
Had a hot date last night?
Carlos is making it incredibly obvious that he wishes his new assistant was doing just about anything besides listening to the radio host gush about their evening. But come on, not a chance. Five.
So I guess you saved the town from the shadow people, says Darcy. I didn't see any when the helicopter dropped me off anyway.
Carlos nods, then shakes his head.
I don't know. I did something, which technically shouldn't have worked. But then, technically, there shouldn't have been shadow people in the first place. The rules are different here.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that, says Darcy.
This sounds crazy, says Carlos. I feel like the town needs me. Being here, doing science. Even though science doesn't work in Night Vale. There was this man. He saved the town, saved me with Indian magics. Darcy raises her eyebrow.
I know, says Carlos. But science doesn't work any better. Not really.
It has to work, though, doesn't it? Darcy asks. I mean, it's just one of those sufficiently advanced technology is mistaken for magic situations, right?
No, says Carlos. It's not that. I think Night Vale needs someone to want it to be saved. Night Vale needs someone who will put all they can into something they believe in to save it.
And I believe in science.
Six.
Sorry if I messed up your self-reliance, says Darcy. No, that's...
Carlos trails off.
I had other assistants when I came here, he says. Some of them chose to leave. He doesn't say what happened to the others, but Darcy gets it.
We came here to study the town, he says. It was just a curiosity. And the ones who stayed, they never stopped seeing it that way.
You'll be different, he reassures Darcy, and she gets the impression he's trying to reassure himself as well. Since they sent you here. Your boyfriend, though, when he offered to help, he's not like that, says Darcy. No, it's different with Cecil. He can't help me save Night Vale, says Carlos. Because he is Night Vale.
Huh, says Darcy.
I don't understand it either, says Carlos. But is he as gorgeous as he sounds like he would be? Carlos's eyes light up, and Darcy almost regrets asking.
Seven.
Darcy's first night goes well enough. She doesn't have an apartment yet, so S.H.I.E.L.D., or some other government agency, she's not actually sure, put her up in an underground facility outside town. The commute is a pain, but other than that, it's a whole lot nicer than the RV she shared with Jane and Dr. Selvig. It's even got HBO. All in all, Darcy thinks, she could get used to living here. Yeah, it sucks that she can't go back to college like she'd planned, but on the other hand, she's met and tasered gods, and she'd never be able to tell anyone back home about that. Here, she doesn't think it would even raise eyebrows. When you get right down to it,
Darcy's pretty sure that the worst thing about this place will be the climate. 6 weeks in the desert with Jane was bad enough, and she'd thought that would be it.
Ugh, aren't there any creepy New England towns they could have sent me to instead? She gripes to Carlos the next morning, followed by a quick, don't answer that.
She runs her hands through her hair, which is really dry and frizzy.
Seriously, you've got to tell me what conditioner you use. Your hair is, like, perfect.
The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as part of Voice Team Mystery Box 2023, Day 1, Fandom Rummy, for the bonus points of the full set of Rummy suits. This one is a podcast fandom. There are three others that make up our whole suit for my team. Anyway, thank you so much to E-Hide for having blanket permission to podfic. For everyone listening, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.